Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Did Diddy order the hit on Tupac Shakur in 1996? This is something I've been enthralled in since 1996. I remember like dial-up internet and trying to like investigate, and you look into the lyrics of Tupac songs. Was there some sort of clue or something that we knew about? And it's history now. I mean, we're talking nearly 30 years ago. There was a lot of songs back in those days that that clearly talked about murdering each other. Hit 'em up being one of them. Who Shot You? Another one. And good jams. But at the end of the day, did these jams really actually reflect reality of Diddy, in fact, ordering that hit on Tupac Shakur? Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. I don't know. This is going back to childhood. And there's always been these questions. There's always been the rumors that Diddy had something to do with it. But I don't know. He continued on with his career for many years. And now we're seeing, oh, he's not the most up and up human being. But do the two have anything to do with one another? All these years later, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, that is the question. And in looking at it, you know, in determining who was involved in what, you want to look at motive, right? And so did Diddy have kind of a motive against Tupac? Mm-hmm. Well, they were in this rap beef at the time. And we've seen rap beefs escalate into something lethal, but yeah. That's not unprecedented. And surely Diddy had a motive against Tupac at that time. I remember at the time, rumors were swirling regarding who was involved and exactly how it went down. And now we're learning about what Diddy is allegedly capable of, the violence, the manipulation, the cover-up. A lot of people are taking a second, closer look at Diddy with respect to the Tupac murder.
How much weight does the testimony of Dwayne Keefe D. Davis have on this? Because now that's another trial we're going to be covering as it gets closer here. Dwayne Keefe D., the only surviving member who was in the vehicle that shot at Tupac. He's claimed for years in several interviews that, you know, he knows who shot, and Orlando Anderson would be that person. His nephew, the charges against him are, yeah, you ordered the hit on Tupac. But where did he get that order from? Why did he want to do that? Because they're connecting that back, and Diddy's name does come up in the affidavits in the Tupac murder case of this speculation that there was $1 million bounty out on the head of Tupac and Suge Knight.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. What's your thoughts on that? How much weight does that hold?
You know, in looking at it, one thing I think with Keefe D, you got to take what he says with a grain of salt. That's kind of a wrinkle to this whole saga.
Yeah.
Is a lot of people see him as sort of fame seeking, and you know, he has been gloating about this murder that he was allegedly involved in. It took the police, you know, years and years to finally arrest him on it. How reliable are his statements, and how much are they going to like carry the day in this, you know, cold case from decades ago? That's something I'm not so sure about.
Well, including, I mean, the fact that now he's finally been charged with something and now he's on trial for murder. Right. He's not exact. And he's saying, oh, it's all a lie. It's just, I've been, you know, just peacocking around saying these things for all these years. But the thing is, so many people who were involved in this are dead. There's no one else in the car that's around. I mean, if you look at the history of everybody in this case, there's a lot of bodies. There's a lot of dead people involved. And, you know, I think a lot of times we look at this and we go, well, there were gangs. It was all gang-related stuff. That's at least what it looked like. Several of them, you know, hit. I don't know. I'm starting to look back on this a little bit more, too, going, did we wash away some of these hits that went on going, oh, it's gang related, you know, whatever.
Sure.
It's going to happen. Or was Diddy insulating himself back then from people he knew that may have a connection to get back to him with information on this hit? I don't know. It's all speculation. Diddy's never been charged with anything. That's something that we need to make very clear. But when we're learning more about his antics, it seems like anything's possible.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening is these alleged past misdeeds from Diddy are kind of coming to light as this investigation unfurls. And I'm sure law enforcement is interviewing everybody that they can who has any proximity to Diddy now or before. Mm-hmm. And who knows what facts those individuals may disclose about past events. They're surely going to be asked about it. And perhaps they have an interest in protecting themselves. Perhaps they just want to aid the investigation. But I wouldn't be surprised if witnesses are talking to police about these events from so long ago and new information is coming to light that could result in a different outcome other than just a cold case.
It's making me wonder how much old investigative material is going to be brought back up to the surface and going, oh, we didn't realize that this was a puzzle piece here. And now it makes a little more sense that we have some more context. There was reports. Exactly. A while back, I've recorded conversations and wiretaps from the original investigations that support parts of Keefe D's narrative. They've never been publicly released. The recordings supposedly contain discussions about the planning and the aftermath of the murder. That would be interesting if those do come to light, to hear exactly what was in those and how this all connects now. And also, well, why did we do anything earlier if we had these recordings?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, these cold cases, one thing is law enforcement in the moment doesn't always know the significance of a piece of evidence, mm-hmm. of a witness, of an event. And then later on down the road, sometimes years or decades, they learn more contextual information. They get more incriminating information from a different witness. And then, like you said, it becomes a puzzle piece they didn't even know they had in their back pocket. And they can begin putting things together. And I just wouldn't be surprised if that's what the LAPD is trying to do here, especially with all the pressure that's been surrounding them to solve the murder of this beloved public figure.
If Diddy did order this hit and had the $1 million bounty out there, obviously that's not just going to be like, oh, hey, you did it. Hey, Keefe, let me write you a check from Bad Boy Records. You know, come on over and we're going to send it right to you. And, oh, what would you like? It obviously would have been laundered some way, shape or form. How difficult is that going to be to track if it ever took place 30-ish years ago?
You know, if that payment ever happened, how in the world are you gonna try to recreate that in 2024?
Yeah.
You know, it just seems so difficult. Like you said, even just recreating a normal bank transaction yes. from 30 years ago, there yeah. could be some problems. But we're talking about likely money laundering, likely things on the DL, and how are they going to substantiate that? I just that's beyond me.
I mean, that seems like the clear link, if we could figure it out. But again, yeah, we're talking about money laundering and things of that nature. Not exactly something easy to find. Although maybe he just wasn't thinking. He got his checkbook out and the little memo line, Tupac, you know, and it's like, oh, there we go. That's what that was.
That would be a gift to the LAPD.
It certainly would. Very interesting to see where this continues to go, because we may actually get some answers here all these years later.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.